This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
One look. Right back and through. And he's made it! He's done it! It's a grand slam roar at Augusta National. Rory McIlroy on his knees, bent down in emotion, clutching his head. He's won the Masters. He's won all the grand slam events. He's the sixth in the history of the game to enter golf's greatest group.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Thanks to Sirius XM Radio for the final call there. That was Mike Tirico. We've got Brad Biggs from the Tribune in this morning for David, and we're delighted to welcome Jason Sobel to the program. He with Sirius XM, PGA Tour Radio, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Jason, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm still trying to catch my breath after yesterday. That was a momentous, historic Masters. It was fun to be there.
Well, I got to ask you. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like covering an event like that with a guy like Rory, who seemed to, I mean, it was like kind of an act of madness. Some of the ups and downs, the incredible turns, that, you know, you felt like you were watching a guy carrying like bags of flour as well as a golf club. I mean, it was, he had this weight upon him that you kept thinking was gonna crush him, and somehow he finishes up the way he did. It was remarkable.
I know some people who are listening right now might not be massive golf fans. Maybe they tuned in really for one of the first times to watch a big golf event yesterday. And if you don't know Rory McIlroy, haven't watched him much over the years, yesterday was the epitome of Rory McIlroy. Yesterday was the full Rory McIlroy, the microcosm of his entire career, which is, we're going to go into it with a two-stroke lead. We're going to talk all about it. I spoke with him after the third round. He told me, it's all about patience. It's all about taking it one shot at a time. I just want to hit my first tee shot in the fairway. We'll go from there. Instead, hits his first tee shot in the bunker, hits it short of the green, hits it to the back of the green, rolls his first putt, pass, rolls his next pass. Next one, he misses, and he makes a double bogey, and all of a sudden, we're like, all right, here we go. Bryson birdies the next hole. Rory can't birdie the par five. We're like, okay, well, what we don't know about Rory McIlroy at that point is, when his back is against the wall, all of a sudden he starts playing his best. So now his back's against the wall, starts playing great golf. All of a sudden, can't handle prosperity, gets a four-shot lead with eight holes to play. That turns into a one-shot deficit with four holes to play. It really is incredible. The fact that when he gets into the lead, when he got into the pole position, could not keep it there. And then as soon as he faced some adversity, he bounced back from it. It was truly remarkable.
Yeah, the shot that he hits, the second shot on 17, was so amazing. When he hit that, you had to figure it was his, right? Like, that was it. At least sitting on the couch at home, that's what I thought.
I'm not sure I ever thought this was his. until the three-footer in the playoffs hit the bottom of the cup. And even after then, like, he's on the ground crying, and I'm like, are we sure? Like, that's the only one in the hole, right? I was not at any point going to give him this one. That said, yes, after 17, okay, just make a par on 18. And really, he did the hard part. The hard part
was drive.
Hit the fairway in regulation. He did that. It's a tough driving hole. He did that, and you're like, okay, now we're there. It's a wedge. It's 125 yards. Hit a wedge to the middle of the green, leg a putt to a foot, and knock it in, and you're the Masters champion. What did he do? He hit the most nervy wedge shot of his career and pushed it right into the bunker. The bunker, which, by the way, 3 years ago, he holed out from to claim a second-place finish at the Masters. And you're like, okay, well, there's some hope there. Then hit a bunker shot that didn't quite come down the slope as much as he wanted. Hit a really bad putt. I mean, look, if a pro is going to give a putt a chance, he'll hit it on the high side. The low side, it's never got a chance of going in. He hit it on the low side, goes to a playoff. And, it, again, the microcosm of Rory McIlroy, it's get into a playoff, all of a sudden things are working against you, and then he goes out and wins.
Great stuff, Jason. Thanks to Tom. Really appreciate your time, and you really captured the essence of it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Jason Sobel from SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio. I got to tell you, I mean, the guy has four double bogeys and wins, and he completes the career Grand Slam. It was an ordeal watching it. I really felt like he was going to fall apart.
Like
so
he said,
many times.
You got the full Rory experience.
Yes.
Like all of it was bundled into 18 holes on Sunday in Augusta.
The full Monty of Rory McIlroy. Naked rear end and all. I mean, my God, that was really quite a feat that he pulled off. We've got Bruce next. We're going to talk to our guy, Bruce Levine. We'll find out what he thinks the Cubs are going to do with their pitching woes now. And we'll ask him about the White Sox actually winning a series. Congratulations to the White Sox. They got that done. It's